Blog Talk Radio.
Tiffany Thompson is the founder and CEO of It's All About You Ministry International, located in Chicago, Illinois. She was born and raised on the west side of Chicago. Anointed by the Lord Jesus Christ, she is gifted to reach people of various backgrounds and nationalities. She is a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ with a strong prophetic call on her life. It's All About You Ministry was given to her by way of the Holy Spirit in January 2005 from out of her home. She has touched the lives of many, whether in local churches, street corners, or workplace. Her ultimate goal is to advance the kingdom of God. She is an entrepreneur, writer, poet, and motivational speaker, all for the kingdom of God. Tiffany Thompson has received a certificate from the Samuel School of Prophets under the instructor, Apostle Raphael Robinson, CEO, founder of Word Kingdom. And now, without further ado, here's Miss Tiffany Thompson.
Hello. Hey, how are you?
Hey, man, I'm doing good. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm great. Thanks for the applause.
Anytime, Miss Thompson. Anytime.
Okay, I'm just trying to get everything set up here.
Okay.
So we could go right into it pretty much. You got the everything together. You got people calling in already.
Okay. All right. To God be the glory.
That's right. Okay. All right. Well, let's see here. How did you want to get started today?
Okay,
Before we get started, I want you to give them a little bit about yourself again.
Okay, well, my name is Tiffany Thompson. I'm from the city of Chicago, west side of the city. I'm an entrepreneur, poet, writer, speaker. I love people. I love prayer. I love God. And I'm just here to build the kingdom. I'm here to advance the kingdom. The kingdom is already built. I'm here to advance. I'm here to add on. I'm here to help. And I came out with this All About You. This is a vision God gave me to let the people know, hey, this is how God feels about them. They are important, and it's all about them. I'm a servant of the Lord, his daughter, and they are too. But God wants them to know that, you know, it's important that they know who they are. A lot of people are out here with no identity and no purpose. And I used to be them. I used to be one, you know, the same. So that's why I'm here. That's what It's All About You has come from. And we came out, we have also, I published a magazine called It's All About You. Those for all entrepreneurs or those who want to do article, newsletters, those who have encouraging stories. You know, I'm here to help get people known, get them seen, get them heard, their gifts, their talents, you know.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, with that being said, so people already know what we're here to do. So everything that
we're here to serve.
Absolutely. So, I mean, I want everybody to know that there's no small testimonies. There's no greater testimonies because God gave you your own testimony. And everybody needs to know.
Yes.
We're not here to agree. And we're not here to disagree.
Right. That's right.
So Ms. Thompson, what she doing today, when she give you that gift and share the word with you guys today, if it's something that you don't like, just charge it to the head and not to the heart. Because we're here to help. Always keep that
right.
In mind first.
Amen. That's right.
So, well,
longer.
Yeah. Go ahead, Ms. Thompson. This is your show. I'm sorry.
But I just wanted to share also give them some contact information for those that may just be on for a few minutes, you know, and they may not be able to get the contact information at the end. But we are also doing a prayer breakfast. And the prayer breakfast is August 24th, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. And it's in McCool, Illinois. And they can contact myself. They can go on the website. And it's called It's All About YOU Ministry, MININTAL.org. And they can find out all the information they need to find out about this prayer breakfast. We have an awesome speaker. Her name is Prophetess Kashonda Cole. She spoke before and, I mean, changed some lives. God used her to change some lives, to heal some marriages. And so we want to do this again because I believe this is the season and the time to walk in wholeness, to be healed, and not just walk around. I mean, it's plenty of work, but there's only a few workers, and so we're trying to gather the workers that we have and gather the people and put them all in one place that they may be healed. It's a prayer breakfast. They can eat. They're going to enjoy raffles, giveaways. They're going to have a ball. The tickets are $25. They can go right online and get them, and they're going to be blessed. They're going to be blessed. There's no doubt. There's no doubt. They're going to be blessed. And I want to share that.
Amen. Well, I'll tell you what, Ben. We got a couple extra minutes here. Let's do a little recap. Because I know there's some people that called in from last weekend and some people that's called in. So, you know, let them know what we were talking about last week and go into what we're going to go into. It's going to be on fire.
Well, last week... We're starting off being that this is a new beginning. We're in our eighth month of this year. And it's a new beginning even with the radio show. And it's a new thing that God has sprung forth in me and as well as some of you or whatever you all are working on, whatever you're doing. So I wanted to start this off with laying the correct foundation, which is the Lord Jesus Christ, and which is God. And so last week the show was about the importance of a man. And we spoke about, you know, how he's important, how he's meant to be here, the reason why he battles so much, the reason why that there are so many obstacles that come up against him because of who God called him to be and who God made him to be, that he's strong, you know, that he's strong. And God gave him dominion. God gave him power. God gave him, caused him to reign. And the thing about it was, we talked about the show because a lot of men are not in their rightful places. They're not in their rightful places, and that's the thing. We want them in their rightful places. We want the men to step up. We encourage them to step up in spite of the obstacles, in spite of the battle, in spite of what the world has thrown at them, in spite of, we don't want them to give up. We want them to fight. And that was one of the that was our topic last week. And I want to give just a few names of some men that was in the Bible that had problems and issues just like the men on the earth. But they did not reject their calling. They accepted their calling and they submitted to other men that can lead them and take them to the place they needed to go, which was destiny, and to conquer whatever fears that they have and be all that God called them to be. And I'm going to say one was Joseph. You know, we had Joseph. Joseph was a strong man in the Bible that was thrown in a pit by his brothers, all because he had a dream. All because he had a dream that he was going to be a king, that he was going to reign, and that they were going to bow down to him. But he had to go through some hell before he made it to the kingdom, before he began to reign, before he began to be that king. Before he became in that place, but he never sold himself out. He never gave up. And we can imagine all the stuff that he'd been through, you know, been to jail, thrown in pits, left for dead, accused of being a rapist, just all type of things that he had that came up against him, but he yet did not give up. And his spot was still waiting for him. Everything God promised him, he got a chance to walk in it before he left this earth. And we got Paul. That's another strong man who was a murderer, who was killing the church, killing the people of the church, didn't have a problem with doing it. But God one day touched him and let him know, you're not killing them, Paul. You're killing me. You know, so he changed Paul. He removed the scales. He blinded Paul for a moment, but then he enlightened Paul, and Paul became a great leader. He became a great leader, had majority of the New Testament Bible in the Bible. Paul, even though he was struggling, even though he fought, even though he did all of those things, and once being a murderer, but God still said, I can use him. I want Paul. Yeah, he a murderer. Yeah, they talking about him. Yeah, they did this and they did that. But I can use him. Then we got David, another great man. Father looked over him, had him in the back, you know, tending to the sheep. That was the last one that they thought would be called king, who God called. But God said, I call him. That's who I want. David fought many battles, but yet he had a problem. He lust after some other man's wife. And I'm giving these examples because I'm letting the men know that don't let your skiers, don't let what you're struggling with, what you're battling with, turn you around from being what God called you to be. Give that over to God. Let God take that. Surrender it all to him. David killed the man, put the man on the front line. He wanted his wife. He fell in love with her. But yet David still was king. God called him, anointed him, and then God spoke and said David was a man after his own heart. Even though David did what he did, David had a love for God that was amazing. We got Elijah. We got Elijah. We got Abraham. We got Samuel. We got Paul. We got Noah. We have so many men in the Bible that they can go in the Bible and read that will set examples for the fall of man, but yet the strength of man. Yet they failed, but they didn't give up. They didn't throw in the towel. And so that's what we did on last week. We talked about the importance of a man, and he is important. Yes, he is, in spite of what he's been through, in spite of how it looks, in spite of what the world has thrown at him. He's important. He is somebody, and he wasn't born by mistake. He was born for purpose and on purpose.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, what we can do now from here is we can. Did you want to go into prayer? We just go into a commercial break, and then we come in here and do it. Go into prayer.
Okay. Well, we can take a small break, and we're gonna come back, and we're gonna open up in prayer, and we're gonna let the. I want to give them what the Lord has given me concerning the importance of a woman. The importance of a woman. And I want them calling in and let me know what they think. Give me their testimony, whatever it is. There's not, like you said, there's not a right or wrong answer. There's no big eyes or little U's. Everybody's walk is different.
That's right. Okay. Well, on that note, we're going to go ahead and take a quick commercial break. Then we're going to come back in and get it in, okay?
Okay.
Good.
Please visit the website www.itsallaboutyoumagazine.com. That's www.itsallaboutyoumagazine.com. To be placed in a magazine, get an ad, newsletter, or article. Publisher Tiffany Thompson also has a ministry. Visit that site at www.itsallaboutyoumintl.org. That's www.itsallaboutyoumintl.org for more information on events or speaking engagements.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to play a quick song so I can set up everything, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
All right, let's see here. Look, man, so many people are calling in. Praise God with that.
Okay, well, I can't be too long. I think I'm going to have to probably Don't hold too long, huh?
That's right. Here we go.
Never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through, just need to testify to somebody next to him. Tell him, I'm strong, I'm wise, I'm better, much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. Now I'm stronger. Now I'm wiser, I'm better, so much better. I made it. Is there anybody in this house other than me that could declare you made it? Tell your neighbor, never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Tell them, never could have made it.
Never.
Thank you.
All right, amen. We back. Okay. So I want to bless him with some music there, you know, to get the spirit going. All right, Ms. Thompson, you there?
Okay, yes, I'm here.
Okay.
So we're going to go ahead and open up in prayer. And we want the people, I don't want them to hang up. We want them to call in. Okay.
Oh, they call me in, trust me.
I see. Okay, Father, we just want to say thank you today. Thank you this evening, Father. We pray, Father, right now that your anointing, Father, touch every ear. Father, that's listening right now in the name of Jesus, whether by phone, Father, or by internet, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, we ask that you have your way tonight, God. Have your way, Father. Father, download something new in us, Father, right now in the name of Jesus, Father. Father, put your anointing on our tongue, Father, on our lips, Father, in the name of Jesus, that yokes may be destroyed, Father. Burdens may be lifted, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. Father, have your way even now, God, in every man, Father, and every woman, Father, every boy, every girl, every male and female, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father. Father, let us be an example to one another, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. Father, those who have an ear to hear, Father. Father, open their ears, Father. Open their eyes, Father. In the name of Jesus, Father, give them a new way. Those that's trying to get out of something, Father, Father, open the door, break the chains, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you, Father. Father, we give you the honor, we give you the glory, and we give you the praise, Father, for what you're doing right now in Jesus' name, and it is so. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Okay, so we want to talk about the importance of a woman. When building a foundation, when building something new, I believe we don't just go laying bricks, but I believe we lay foundation first. And the foundation is what holds the house together. It's what's going to hold the bricks together. So we got God, we got man, and now we're going to work with the woman this week. The importance of a woman. And I want to start with Proverbs 31. I want to start at verse 10. And these are the words of King Lemuel, his mother. These are the words his mother gave him, the wisdom that his mother instilled and imparted in him as a son, and basically showing him what to look for in a woman. So I'm going to start at verse 10. Who can find a virtuous wife? For her worth is far above rubies. The heart of her husband safely trusts her, so he will have no lack of gain. That's a word right there in itself. The heart of her husband safely trusts her, so he will have no lack of gain. In other words, because of the trust that he has in his wife, he's not going to lack a thing. He's not going to want for nothing. That's one important reason that a woman is here. That's one reason, is that he has to trust you. I'm at verse 12 now. She does him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeks wool and flax and willingly works with her hands. She's not lazy. She is like a merchant from afar. She also rises while it is yet night and provides food for her household and a portion for her maidservants. She considers a field and buys it. From her profit, she plants a vineyard. She girded herself with strength and strengthens her arms. She perceives that her merchandise is good, and her lamp does not go out by night. She stretches out her hands to the distaff, and her hand holds the spindle. She extends her hands to the poor. Yes, she reaches out her hands to the needy. Now, what we have here, I just went from 10 to 20. We have here, it sounds like she's a working woman. It sounds like she's working when her family is asleep. She's up still working. It sounds like anybody she sees hungry, she's feeding them. It says she gives to the poor. She extends her hand to the poor. In other words, if she see her sister in need and she has it, she don't walk past her. If she see her sister kids in need, she don't walk past, she don't keep going, but she extends her hand to the needy. She is not afraid of snow for her household. For all of her household is clothed with scarlet. She makes tasty for herself. Her clothing is fine linen and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when he sits among the elders of the land. She makes linen garments and sells them and supplies sashes for the merchants. Strength and honor are her clothing. She shall rejoice in time to come. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and her tongue is the law of kindness. She watches over the ways of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Another thing, you see, idle, neutral, stuck. She said she don't eat that bread. She's constantly moving. She's constantly working. She's looking for ideas. She's always looking for resource. Okay, verse 28, her children rise up and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praises her. Men, you got to praise your woman. Is she all of this? And, or your wife, whatever you want to call it, your wife, your woman, your friend, whatever she is to you, you have to praise her. You have to lift her up. You can't watch her do all this and don't appreciate her. Don't even tell her you appreciate her. Won't stop and hug her. Won't take her out to dinner. Won't rub her feet. You have to show a woman that she's appreciated. And it says here at 29, many daughters have done well, but you excel them all. Charm is deceitful and beauty is passing, but a woman who fears the Lord shall be praised. Give her the fruit of her hands and let her own works praise her in the gates. In other words, she ain't got to say a word. Her works speak for themselves. Everything she does, it talks. She don't have to praise her. She don't have to say, oh, I'm this, I'm that. No, her work, action. We always had a saying, right? Action speaks louder than words. And this is one of the first women I decided to go with because the Bible says she's far above rubies. We already know the quality of a ruby. And if she's beyond that, she's far above rubies. And I believe this is what a woman should look like. I don't know if this is how her husband found her, but it looks like she don't have a problem working. She's working, she's planting, she's buying land, she's buying property, she's feeding the poor. Amen. This is what the importance of a woman. I believe this is the best to me, one of the best described women in the Bible. That if a woman, if you don't have it in your household, because everybody don't have this type of woman or this type of atmosphere or this type of a mentor or someone that they can look up to that's living like this. But that's why it's in the Word. It's in the book. Because if we can get in the book, we'll see how a woman is supposed to look. Amen? Now, before I go to the next woman, If there be a caller that wants to come in, well, let's take about two calls.
We'll take about two. Okay.
Yeah, we'll take about two calls.
Okay. I'm giving honor, man. I'm gonna bring my mom in.
Okay.
Mama Denise, you on the line? How you doing?
Hello.
Hello. Hi. How are you?
Hey, man. Hi. I'm blessed. Highly blessed. How about yourself?
Oh, same
yeah.
Here.
Yeah, I always thought the book, the proper book to my child, as well as myself, knowledge. Your woman is also speak in there and in many books in the Bible. And there's one thing, first of all, how you can become clearly with a mate or with yourself as a woman, you have to first go through Jesus and God. I mean, because we all have to understand that, like that saying say, you can do 1,000 things for sin, but you can't do thing on that commandment to do it right to get close to the Lord. But we have to understand, that's just like one thing I really, really, really up now, and I'm blessed that I had that guidance and understanding with women, older women, how we have to respect younger women. And we have to show them the proper guidelines of how, in the faith of the Lord, and now he appointed Jesus to come clean sin. So there's always to say in the sense where we make a mistake of sin, a woman, the Lord is always there to correct us with ourselves as being a woman of God, a woman of Jesus. We can't, first of all, understand that there is always, even there's always a crown over our head, whether we bad or good. In the Lord Jesus, there is cleansing and repenting of sin to better and to also be reborn in new life. And he also pointed out, you know, even with at the end, was that Jezebel? She was looked at as unsafe because of her act. And as Jesus said, he who has not sinned cast the first stone. Some things that's coming to be as close as to God, as close walk with Jesus. We have a cleanser within ourselves. Say that the first man of approval is Jesus, and like God pointed us to Jesus, and once we get and cleanse ourselves, be a clean woman with the Lord, then we can clean ourselves with our marriage, whether it goes good or whether it goes bad. At least you've got strong and strength to deal with or relate with whatever hand at
the yes.
And you have to always reach out and touch our Father with all direction in our life. And like I said, we have to come out, first of all, with our lamp. You know about the lamp. When the Lord calls us out, you know, the silly one never fill up a lamp. The light go out while she's out willing about for husband. But the one that's following and listening to Jesus, to our Lord, our God, on what all we need and what all we need to do, that man will come about in our life. Even with the first lady and the pastors of churches. Some are clean and some are not, but your thing is yourself as a woman to walk in the faith of the Lord. And however there is that, he always remembers, he is a forgiveness. He is a forgiving God. He is a forgiveness King. Today, tomorrow, whenever you want to step out and say, I want to be reborn again, Lord. And when you look up, see, oh my God, it is so good to see unclean hands, see them walking and getting all that our Father wants them to have, even straighten up marriages, even straighten up husbands, even straighten up wives to be the perfect mate for that husband, if that God wants us to be with. So we have a long walk, and we have a steering walk, but we got a faith to deal with. I'm going to have to excuse myself for 1 second, but I'll be right back.
Amen. We back.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, words of wisdom. They heard it. Go to Jesus first. Let's go through Jesus. I think if we all could have went through Jesus first, there's a lot of things we could have done the right way, you know. We could have done a lot of things, a lot of stuff we wouldn't have had to go through.
Absolutely. You know, I just want to just say, for the people that's calling in, the number here is 347-838-9106. You got to press 1 if you want to speak to Ms. Thompson. I just see your numbers up here, and we'll be able to accept your calls until press that 1 button. But yeah, Ms. Thompson, you said it right. Words of wisdom, that's what it is. Book of Proverbs 31, 30, you kicked it off. And that's what we want to do. So okay. What we're going to do is, until some more people take some more calls.
Okay.
What we'll do is, you want to just go in on into the lesson until they press that 1 button, then I'll let you know.
Okay. Well, yeah, I want to also give a few examples, you know, of the importance of a woman. And I want to give it Bible examples. I know we all have examples. You may have an example in your house. You may have an example in your church. Or you may not even have an example at all, you know. Or you may have an example that's the wrong example. You know, there are different examples. But which one is the right example? Do it line up with what the word says and what the word says how a woman, how important she is. You know, I believe a woman is, I think she was just specially, she was made special. I'm not saying a man wasn't, but what I'm saying is, I mean, God made her like, I mean, if you look at the Proverbs 31 woman, that woman was doing some of everything. I mean, she had arms and hands and feet everywhere. She made scarlet. She, you know, it says in the snow, when wintertime came, her family was, they were fine. Her family was fine. Her linen, her clothing was fine linen and purple. We know purple stands for royalty. This woman, it seems like she wanted the best for her family. She wanted the best for her husband. And sometimes we don't get that. You know, we don't, this man that wrote this, Proverbs 31, he talked about how this is what his mother taught him. This is what his mom taught him, basically what to look for, you know, in a woman. And sometimes because we grew up in the wrong neighborhood, or our mother probably wasn't there, you know, we end up in the wrong places. We end up in the wrong places. And the example that's set before us is what we see as a woman, what we see as a mother, what we see. And we think that person has taught us the right way, because to us it's the right way. This is the person that we trust. This is the person that we love dearly. And many women have been also just been abused. You know, may have been abused by their parents, may have been abused by life, may have been abused in a relationship, and may have forgotten their worth, may have forgotten what a woman supposed to look like, may have forgotten what the woman, what her worth was, may feel like nothing. What she wants was up here and wouldn't tolerate this or wouldn't tolerate that. And now, you know, she's lost. She feels like she's lost her worth only because of what life has brought her or what life had to offer her. Or maybe she wanted to finish school and ended up pregnant and she feel like it's over. But it's not. It's not over. You know, I just want to encourage that woman. I want to encourage that daughter. I want to encourage that young lady that, you know, it's not over. You can still do it. You can still be it. Whatever you put your mind to do. The Bible says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. It's not that I strengthen myself, because we can't do anything in our own power. But we can do all things through Christ. We have to seek first. Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, his right way of doing things. And all these things will be added. And then there's another scripture that comes to me, a proverb, which is, well, of course, the book of wisdom. He that findeth a wife findeth a good thing and obtains favor from the Lord. This woman, women, just the word woman or women, female, God says you find favor once you find a wife. So apparently that woman holds something. God said when you join with her, you automatically find favor, not her. Favor is already on her. You find favor. That man finds favor when he finds a wife. What happens? Doors begin to open, especially if she's a Proverbs 31. If she don't mind working with her hands, whether it's if she don't mind building. I mean, this woman has so much creativity. It seemed like she just, it said she was up at night when her house was asleep. So to me, it's like, okay, let me think of what other business I can open in the morning. What can I start today? Let me make these scarves. I can go sell those. Let me go buy this land that's just sitting there. She planted. She sold. She gave. She didn't walk past her sister when she saw her at the bus stop. Because sometimes that's what we do as women. We don't stick together like we should. Because if we had a few of these Proverbs 31, I believe some of our sisters and our daughters would struggle as much. We can't stop their process now, because everybody have their process and everybody have their due season. But I believe the example that's set before them has a lot to do with it. It has a lot to do with it. You know, we have Ruth in the Bible, another woman, powerful woman.
And you know what, Miss Thompson?
Mm-hmm.
I tell you what, before we go into Ruth, we're going to let that marinate on the other stuff, and then we're going to take a quick commercial break. Then we'll go
okay.
right into Ruth.
Okay.
Yeah, and I answer that, and I'll play another song, and then we go right into that.
Okay, no problem.
Okay.
All
right, let's do it.
Please visit the website www.itsallaboutyoumagazine.com. That's www.itsallaboutyoumagazine.com. To be placed in a magazine, get an ad, newsletter, or article. Publisher Tiffany Thompson also has a ministry. Visit that site at www.itsallaboutyoumintl.org. That's www.itsallaboutyoumintl.org for more information on events or speaking engagements. The Western Worldwide Network has never been easier to connect with Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, Twitter, and WesternWorldwide.com. Until now, by using our mobile app, just log on to www.westernworldwide.com and click yes to the mobile app. That's it. That's all. One button does it all. WesternWorldWide.com.
What's up? This your boy Dennis Live. I got a question for you people. Are you tired of paying all that money on the monthly bills? Well, check it out. Look no further. Log on to WesternWorldWide.com. That's www.westernworldwide.com. And click on the Save Money program. We have a lot of products that you can save on, like gas bills, light bills, cell phone bills, security alarm systems, name brand satellite service. Then you got your global phones, I mean, we just got the whole deal, people, that you can just really save on. Log on, westernworld1.com, or you can go to the Google Play Store and key search Western World 1. Space it out, Western, space, World, space, 1, and download the app. It's a free mobile app, or you can go back to the website and get that too. It's free. All this stuff I'm giving you guys are free. There's nothing to go look it up. www.westernworld1.com. Click on Save Money Program and check out the products. I promise you, you would be amazed by some of the services that we do provide, that we are affiliated with. Other than that, that's what I'm here to do.
Let
me out.
Go.
Let me out.
Go.
Performing Joshua Fitz, the Battle of Jericho. Let's give a welcome, a huge welcome, to Dexter Walker and Zion Movement.
Oh,
Amen. 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 Praise God for that, man. I want to give a big ups to Death of Walking Zion Group. Now, Zion Group, man, they, you know, a lot of them, it's a big group of that choir there, man, is on fire. I know a couple of them, man, personally, from out the group, and just want to say what's up to them, and, you know, so thank you for blessing us with their little song, man, that they come in with. And also, too, I want to imply the number here is 347-838-9106. Press the 1 button, and I'll get right back to you shortly on that, and I definitely bring you online, and we'll go from there. Without further ado, Ms. Thomas, did you want to take another call, or did you want to go ahead into the
work? Let's take another call.
Absolutely. Okay, let me see here. Okay, hey, we got Miss Renee with an A from the west side of Chicago. How you doing?
I'm doing great.
Okay,
hi, Renee.
Great.
Hi. God bless you. Bless you back, sister. So I see that the topic for tonight is the importance of a woman, and I just wanted to get down to the nitty-gritty of what do you mean the importance of a woman, because, you know, all life exists because of us. So I'm trying to figure out, are we talking about as far as our children and the role we play with our children, our men, in our cultures, exactly what are we talking about as far as the importance of our role?
Okay. We're talking about the importance of a woman in general in every area of life.
Okay. Okay. I mean, I think this is one of the most important roles to be a woman, especially in times that we live in right now. We're challenged by economical challenges, single mother challenges. Our children are influenced by the media in all kind of negative ways. You know, it's as if we're wearing so many hats every day. Our importance I think we're being influenced too in too many ways to keep up with mainstream, and how even as far as our hair and trying to keep up with certain looks, you know, we're misplacing our values as women. You know, we need to get back to our roots as to who we are and why we're here and what our purpose is. You know.
Hey, man.
Hello.
Uh-huh. I'm listening.
Yeah.
Hey.
I just see a lot of mothers, we're losing focus, you know, as to what we should be doing. And it's unfortunate, too, because I think our men, unfortunately, have a big role in that as well, because they're a lot of them are missing. You know, not all of them, but a lot of them are missing. So we're forced to play roles. We're the nurturer. We're the disciplinarian. We're going to make the bacon. We're cooking the bacon, and we're eating it alone, you know. I just think, you know, we as a particularly our race of people, it's time for us to step up and do better. You know, not just women, just all of us, because our role is so important. But without our men, you know, as our backbones and helping us, you know, holding our hands and walking us through this thing, it's getting more difficult to maintain and be proper, be a proper parent, and you know, work and all the responsibilities that come with just, you know, having an everyday life, having a successful everyday life, you know. So,
well, yes, I agree, Renee. I agree that it is a struggle, you know, for those that don't have a male, the husband, or the child's father in their life. That was a little bit about really last week's show was the importance of a man, and we were really speaking on how important he is and the type of role that he plays, and that he should, you know, we will encourage him to, you know, to step up, you know, because he is needed. He is needed. He plays a big part in some of the things that you're just saying, as setting an example is the women having to being pushed into situations and being pushed into into the male's role, but we're yet not a male. You know, we can't play one, we can't be one, but when the child is in the house, they only have one parent to come to ask a question. They only have one parent that they have to, you know, feed them and watch them cook and put them to bed and take their bath and wash their clothes and get up and go to work and take them to school and pick them up, you know. So they're watching this one parent thing, and yet, you know, the children are losing out as well of their area, because I believe of the male and the female carry a voice. The women have a voice and the male have one too, that the children need.
Exactly. I mean, and I just want to, you know, what can we do as a people to you know, try to come together? We got to do better as, you know, just as a race of people. We got to get, I don't know what we can do. Like, what can you put out there that we can suggest that we can do? We need our, you know, our children need their fathers. We need their income. You know, it's just impossible to do all these things as a mother. I mean, I know there are mothers who have done it, and they have been successful. Single mother of three children, and I have two boys. Not that their father isn't present, but it's more so when he gets ready to be.
Mm-hmm.
So what do we do as women? You know, we're trying to keep our roles. We're trying to keep ourselves up emotionally. You know, yes, the outside influences, you know, from the things that they have access to every day, the songs, the media, the cable box is just, I call it the devil. I mean, it's just so much that they're exposed to. So how can we, I mean, even our churches, to me, are falling by the wayside because they're preaching, you know, so much religion, but they're not giving the lessons that we need to sustain everyday life, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Just wondering, what can we do as a people? What can we do to get together and make changes? We're talking about it, but what can we actually do?
Well, the only thing I can say is because we can't get up and just make them get up and stand in their places. We can't beat them and say, you need to do this and you need to do that. You know, the only thing I know to do is pray and continue to encourage them, the ones that we see, the ones that will listen, the ones that will have an open heart and open ear. But I think as women, that we need to come together. I think that the women, you know, play a very important role in each other's lives as well, that we need to come together and stand together as one. There's so much division in women when it comes down to women. You can't get them to, we can't get one another to support the other one. We can't get, you know, it's so much, and not with every woman, and it's not in every church, and it's not every home, it's not in every neighborhood, but there's a lot of it. There's a majority of it, because I think there's less men than there are women. So then you have women fighting over men. Over
yeah.
the one man, you got 5-1, you know.
Yeah.
And so that's what brings the separation, the division. And I believe another thing, we as women have settled in so many areas mm-hmm. of life. We've settled to that man won't even get up and stand up. Because
yeah.
when he know there's no compromise, I believe then he gets up. He gets up and he stands on his feet because he knows there's
yes.
no compromise.
Yes. Yeah, I do think we as women need to, you know, recognize our feminine power and start using it as far as our men are concerned. But like you said, you know, people, I just want to say, like, I think it's somebody for everybody. I think that, you know, we don't have to fight over anybody. You know, I think God created us all to have something, somebody to love. And when you make children, you should be there to take care of your children, regardless if your relationship works out or not. You know, economically,
mm-hmm.
you know, our women are, you know, we shouldn't be privy to, I mean, I'm fortunate that I've never had to get food stamps or any kind of welfare, but, you know, I see sisters who count on the system. You know, the system is failing, so what's next? Why can't we, as a people, get together and get ourselves together? In every other race, I'm watching people still getting married. I'm watching them having households and families that are thriving, and it's like, it's almost, you know, like we're cursed or something, and And every race of man that I know says, ask me, why don't our men respect us? You know, like, where is the respect? We're not getting it anymore. We're not getting it. Very few women have successful single households. You know what I'm saying? But I don't want to play the blame game, but it just looks like our men just really need to step up and just do better. You know, if you're not going to take care of the cases that you're making, stop making them, you know?
You know
what? Pay child support, you just stop making them. You know, we just need to be more responsible. We need to all grow up.
Well, you know what?
Don't keep giving out handouts, you know?
Okay. I just want to, can I say something?
Yes, please.
Okay. Well, basically what it is, Renee, we've been talking about this because it's more so, it's definitely spiritual all the way around the table. But when it comes down to African-American people, as we only make up 13%, but far as our riches, far as currency, far as being so discombobulated, segregated when it comes down to materialistics, the television, you got the World Wide Web now. And now with the World Wide Web, it's like a double-edged sword to it. I'm not taking away from the Bible, but it's good and evil because you can research a lot of things now. You know what I'm saying? Versus from how it was. Like with the men, yeah, I do 100% agree. With the men, men got to step up. But then when it comes down to the men, women too. We do have women leaders now since they got deprived and taken away from us that women got equal rights now. Because remember back in the days, it was more so the women stay home, they cook, they clean, they do whatever. And, you know, now it's like the women is more the role model of today. They smarter, very knowledgeable when it comes down to it. Majority of women are impatient to get something taken care of versus on the men's side. The men's side, we more so, hey, okay, cool. If you want to get it done, go ahead and take care of it. We have a lot of egotistical movements. And then when it comes down to just African-American people in a whole, we can't get along. If you think about it, it starts with home. It starts with your family members. It starts with even when you go down to child support. And I'll give you a quick testimony on that with that there. If you look at it like this back in the 70s, right, or I can go a little bit farther, 60s, and I go with Cabrini Green. Cabrini Green was a high rise that was supposed to be for the single parent. When people segregated and moved or migrated, they came back from, let's just say, Mississippi, New Orleans, down south, and they had a one-way ticket to come here. They got on public aid. They got on, the Section 8. They got on, you know, food stamps, which, if you think about it, this is the duty of a man. So if a man coming up here with his family member, or he come up here with his family, his child, the mother, and they telling you the man got to go out and get a job, which he's coming from another state. He go out and get a job, but that female is looking at it like, okay, well, man, if I don't need a man in my house, I could pretty much, I'm very independent because I'm getting food stamps. I'm getting Section 8, Medicaid, Medicare is for my child. I really don't need a man. So the importance of that role has already been taken away from that man. And if you look at it now, back in the 70s and 60s, there was a Black Panthers movement. They turned the Black Panthers into gangs. You know what I'm saying? They probably was. I don't know, you know. But
okay,
coming up until now.
Oh, okay.
Wait, let me. I'm just going to just finish this quick part real.
Okay.
Coming up until now, they looked at it back then was, okay, yeah, it was supposed to be a movement, a civil rights movement, but it was taken away through the Caucasian people by giving up these systems, these programs. Now, if we said, okay, as a man and the woman, we came together and we sat down and, okay, baby, look, we're going to get up out this system. This is what we want to do. They're not doing it now because you know why? Because the economy is going bad now. Okay, the institution for these jails, even though we have 13% of the population, the jail cells have 90% of our race. If we 13% of the population, you got to look at the Caucasians, what, 60%? Then you got the brown people, the Mexicans and the Puerto Ricans, you got them. The only reason why I wanted to kind of address this, we do this on Saturdays, and I'm sorry, Ms. Thompson, I didn't want to take away from your time. We do this on Saturdays, and if you want to call in on Saturdays and address, address your opinion with that too, we definitely want sisters like you on that line to help brothers like us, to encourage us. Because that's what we need. That's why we have the importance of a woman today, because we need that encouragement. You know, it already said in Matthew, said that if they don't want your peace, you dust your feet right where you stand and you keep on moving until it all to go to the next man as far as helping, not to go lay up with them, but to help them out. That's all I want to, you know, imply, Ms. Renee. And you made a valid point today, and I got to applaud you for that. Thank you.
Okay. But I got a lot I could say about that whole setup too, you know, about the whole prison setup and the whole breaking down African American families. It really is a setup, and it's just like we're not wise enough to see through that. You know what I'm saying? Those things that were meant to help back in the day, yeah, those were handouts. They were supposed to be temporary handouts. For whatever reason, our race fell by the wayside with it. I mean, because Jews did the same thing. Every race that comes over to America gets these same things, but their houses are not divided like ours. And I can go so far back to slavery and say that it's mental conditioning when the black men were just meant to breed and leave. It's like we still got that scenario still going on instead of them staying in their households and taking care of their families. And that's that thing about it being so many women, you know, it's always been that way. It'll always probably be that way, but that's still not an excuse as to why our families are not unified, why we don't have our men leading our households. You know, women are not even meant to absorb the same stress that a man can. We're meant to be nurturers. We're not meant to work 12 hours a day and then try to come home and do certain things. That's not how we're made from the Creator. We have different roles. There's no way that a woman can say she doesn't need a man. A woman is made for a man to lead her house. He's the closest unto the Creator because he's physically stronger. His mind does not dwell on things that a woman's mind would dwell on. They make
absolutely
better.
And then again,
decisions.
When you look at it as too, yeah, when you look at it as this, and then we, you know, because I got to give Ms. Thompson back her show. When you look at it as this here too, Renee, you got to look at it now when they land up making babies and all this stuff. You see it on these rap videos. It's all on TV. This is it's made to where it's now. It is cool now. This is the end thing now. You know what I mean? So it's not an excuse for it. It's just that this is how we are being portrayed. Like a person like me, a brother that's on the, you know, on a high and narrow that want to, you know, worship God and want to sit up here and talk to somebody down to earth, such as a sister like you, and we go out here and we go preach out in the highways and the byways, we're going to look at as lames. That's why this show is created. Ms. Thompson came on this show so we can find strong people like you. You know, we definitely need your telephone now. We definitely need to get with you so we all can. You know what I'm saying? I can hear more so the strength, the inner strength in your voice saying that you're tired. And that's what we're talking about.
It's disheartening, to say the least. It's disheartening to see what our people are going through when we were created to be so much better than this. This is ridiculous. And
Absolutely.
Something's got to change. Yeah, or we're going to perish as a people.
Absolutely. And you know what? And thank you, Ms. Renee, because we could be on this. We could talk about this all day, but we got to give Ms. Thompson back our show. I hope she don't fire me.
Okay. Okay, nice talking to you, Ms. Thompson. And I will be chatting back with you guys on Saturday.
And thank you for calling in, Renee.
So
and I hear your heart. I really do. Trust me.
Okay.
I hear your heart.
All right.
And absolutely, Ms. Renee, you can definitely, you know, get in contact with us. If you want to go download the mobile app, Western World One, you can Google Play it. Download that mobile app. Go to Google Play Store, download Western World One. That's WESTONWORLDONE. That way you'll get a notification about, you know, Ms. Thompson's shows, absolutely our shows, and you can also see it in our archives. You can scan through our on-demands and see the shows that we're talking about, so that way you'll know that this is what we've been talking about forever.
Oh, okay, great.
Okay, thank you so much for your time.
You guys have a great evening.
And Renee, can I ask you, how did you hear about us, Renee?
On Facebook.
On Facebook, okay. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Renee. I really, really appreciate it, okay? I really appreciate it. I hear your heart. I understand. And I want to say this. I'm one that has, my sons are 20, 21, and
23. Wow, okay.
And I raised them by myself.
Mm.
So you know, I know about the struggle.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And still struggling in some areas.
Hey, Father,
but the hope, I hold on. I keep my hand in Christ's hand. You see what I'm saying? That's how I do it every day. He becomes that missing, that area that's missing, that Father that's missing. We have to go to the ultimate Father. I have to get my comfort from him. I have to get my help from him. I have to get my hope from him. And I do it all through communication and prayer. And whether I got to cry, whether I got to scream, but when I want to give up, when I let those tears out and I get through screaming, guess what? He lifts it all off me, and I feel so much better, and I know then I can go another day.
I know that's right.
I can go another day. And I totally, I'm telling you, I can relate to what you're saying. I don't want to keep the other callers on hold, but I want to tell you, my father didn't believe in public aid. He did not allow my mom to get on public aid. He did not want any of his children on public aid. That's the type of father I had.
Okay.
So keep calling, keep listening, stay in contact with us.
I will.
Okay?
I will.
Thank you.
Sure. All right.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay.
Amen.
You see, you still online, Ms. Thompson?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay. What we can do is here, we got two more calls. Did you want to go into the scripture? You want to take
one
more call?
Let's go ahead and take it, because I want to hear their heart. It's about them. You
Amen.
Know, it's about them.
Amen. Okay, let's do it. Let me see here. We got one of your friends here. The first one here is Dee Dee from Milwaukee.
Okay. Hey, Dee Dee.
Hey, Tiff.
God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you so much for the invite.
Yeah, anytime. I want you to go ahead and share. Give us what's on your heart. Share with the people, the listeners.
Amen. I just want to go back and steer it as the conversation was about the whole woman. And I think oftentimes we neglect the fact that we are women, that we are internal creatures, that we deal with a lot of emotional issues as women. There's so much that we have to take on, even in our emotions. We go through cycles where we're up today, we're down tomorrow, we're happy, we're sad, we're crying. It's just so much of that we have to deal with, and I think a lot of times that we negate that, we dismiss that, and it's not fair to ourselves, nor is it fair to the men that are in our life, nor is it fair to the children that are in our life. It's not fair to our coworkers. It's not fair to, you know, to that for us to dismiss ourselves as that. So I think as women, that's one of the things that we really have to address and give ourselves time, give ourselves space. As a single mother of two, I have two young boys, and I find that I have to give myself space to feel however way it is that I'm going to feel, and I have to let God deal with however way it is that I'm feeling. As we were on the call, I had to discipline my oldest son for some crazy stuff that he was doing. And I got so angry and I got so enraged, and I said, "Now calm down. You didn't have to discipline him like that. You didn't even have to go that far with it. You're in your feelings right now." And so I had to go to my son and apologize for what it was. I just want to speak again, just as the whole woman. We know that we weren't meant to take on roles and positions as a man, but unfortunately, some of us have been forced into those spaces. Do we try to act as if we are a man? No, we do what it is that we can do as women. I tell my children, I can never be your father. I'm not your father. I'm your mother. Where I can pick up, I will pick up. Where I can't, I'm not going to worry about it. I just have to trust that God will steer you all and he will bring you into the right influences. Unfortunately, as a woman of God, or whoever that was on the call before, was speaking about a voice of wisdom. In this generation, I'm 28 years old. There's not too many women that are releasing wisdom unto us. So a lot of us mothers in my age group, we're doing things about what we think we know to be right. There are many women that are sitting down with us and having us at their feet and saying, well, hey, baby, I did this and I did that, and I didn't see this work for me, so I'm going to tell you this and I'm going to tell you that so this and that can go. Unfortunately, the women who are supposed to be seasoned are too busy trying to hang out and kicking with our age group, and we're really looking for them for a voice of wisdom, looking for them for a voice of maturity, and we're not getting that. And so what it does, it causes us to become introverts, and we get this hard shell. And where I know so many of the young women who, you know, I'm my kid's daddy, I'm this and I'm that, and so it forced them into a position to where they're not even able to receive help. And I believe as women, we shut down help from outside influences because it doesn't look like what we want it to be. No, your biological father of your children may not be there, but if God sends the deacon, if God sends the usher, if God sends the librarian to come, you're so guarded and so gated because you think he's after your heart, but God is really sending you help. Even And I know that this was an issue about welfare and things of this, whatever. I just believe you get on, you get help, you get off. You do what you have to do to maintain yourself as a mother. Even if you're not a mother and you just need help, you do what it is that you have to do as a woman, because there's so much of a stigmatism against women. You know, we're vulnerable, we're weak-minded, we're this, we're that, we're gullible, we're gold diggers, we're after this, we're after that. And that's not the case. I just believe that there's an instinct that God has placed on the inside of each and every woman, and that is to be covered, because that's what we were designed. We were designed to be covered. And I believe that once we stop trying to build up this false covering for ourselves, we'll be able to receive whatever it is that God has already prepared for us, shall I say. And so just as a woman, there's just so much that we encounter as mothers, as wives, as sisters. You know, we can't get along. You can't compliment somebody. You say, oh, she's beautiful. Oh, she must be gay. No, girl, I'm just telling you, you look good. I'm not after you. I'm your sister. I want to see you go further. I want to encourage you. I want to help you. So I believe when we stop looking at everybody out the side of our eyes with this false discernment or whatever, and just really see the heart of your sister. A homegirl can have the baddest makeup, the baddest clothes, baddest shoes, but you better believe she got her own secret issue too. And unfortunately, we haven't built a bond with one another to where I can trust you and let you know, hey, this and that is what's going on with me. I'm not sure of how to raise my children. There's a man that's coming into my life. I'm not sure if he's after me. You know, we haven't built that bond with one another, and I just really believe that when us as women, you know, we can talk about what a man's supposed to do all day long. I mean, there's scriptures that support that. But there's also things that we as women, we're accountable for doing as well. And I believe that when we do our part, we'll draw in those right type of people that we need to assist us, whether it be the right husband, whether it be the right male influence, whether it be the right mother figuring, whatever it is. I believe that once we follow those guidelines that God also gave to women, that we'll be able to go further along. That's it.
No. Amen. Now, let me ask you a question, Dee Dee. Mm-hmm. What advice would you give the listeners, the one that didn't press one, but the one that's listening, the one that's fearful because she's already been hurt or betrayed by another woman, or hurt or betrayed by her own mother. What
type of advice
would you have for that woman that will cause her to come out of that box, to come out of that corner and draw closer and open herself up again and be vulnerable?
Wow. Everything it is that you just said, the hurt, the betrayal, from mother, from women in ministry, from it all. I thank God that I had a chance to experience it. I won't despise it. I thank God that I had a chance to experience it. And the first thing that I can say is to be honest with yourself and admit that you're hurting. It wasn't until I was honest and I admitted this person hurt me, or I was really hurt by this guy. It wasn't until I admitted that I had a wound that God was even able to heal me. Second thing I can say is, once you allow God to come in and to minister to those places of brokenness and those places of discouragement, you can have so much faith and confidence in a person. And for whatever reason, it may not even be of the person, it just may be of God's doing that person have let you down. Once you come to the knowledge of that and God brings forth that understanding, the next thing is to allow him to heal you, even if it means through another vessel. Sometimes you have to risk being hurt again. You will shield yourself from the outside world, and you won't be able to receive anything because you're so fearful. Get rid of fear. Everybody isn't out to hurt you. Some things were ordained. Some hurt, some pain was ordained in your life so that you can help the next person. And the last thing I'll say about it is, don't be ashamed of your scars. Scars are proof that your wounds have healed. Somebody else needs to look at your scar and say, dang, how did you get that? What happened? And then you can be able to tell and say, hey, I put my trust in this. I had confidence in this. I had hope in this. This didn't happen. That didn't happen. I was broken. I was torn. I was suicidal. I was this. I was that. But God came in and he ministered to me. He sent this vessel. He sent this outside person. I was reluctant at first, but I opened up because I saw the God in them. I received what it was that they had to give me, and today I'm still standing. So those are the things that I would say to the person who's listening and who's afraid or having whatever it is they have going on. Open up.
Amen. Amen. You heard her. Open up. Open up. Give God another chance. Matter of fact, give yourself another chance.
Yeah, you deserve it.
Give yourself another chance.
You deserve it.
That's right. Okay. Man, I really, really, really appreciate that knowledge, that wisdom. I really appreciate it. I really appreciate it. We got Dee Dee all the way from Wisconsin. Took her time out to pick up the phone and call in and share from a place of wisdom, share from a place of knowledge. This is not fake. This is real. We are on here live, and these are real answers.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. This is real. Amen.
Well, thank you. Stay online with us, Dee Dee. I appreciate that wisdom that you have shared with us, okay?
No problem.
Amen. Thank you.
Good trip for you,
and don't stay away. Keep them coming.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You got one more, maybe two more.
Okay.
All right. This one right here. Yeah, this your childhood friend, like, or one of your friends from a long time ago. Miss Sandra says she want to get online with us and she want to bless us with a poem.
Okay.
Hey, Miss Sandra, you there?
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
All right, how you doing? Hey, sis, how are you?
Hey, God bless you.
God bless you too, hon.
God bless you.
I want to say that, you know, as we think things over, sometimes we have to be willing to suffer. You know, Jesus identified with us completely in our human sorrow, his expressions of understanding and compassion that attracted the people who needed to be reconciled. But nobody will care how much you know until they know how much you care. You know, to God, we too can greatly influence the people we are alienated from when we share their problems and pain. It may help them to accept us if they notice that we hurt when they hurt. You know, the Apostle Paul said, bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep. You know, I feel the other ladies and, you know, the importance of a woman, you know, it comes with a lot of territory. You know, we never can stop being mothers. You know, I'm a mother of five children who struggled and came up as a single parent myself. You know, no one is perfect. We all went through something, you know, and I'm a single parent. I brought my children up, and I have older children as well. I have three sons. You know, that's 25, 24, and 22. You know, and I also have two daughters. But, you know, as parents, we go through a lot of things. You know, we go through brokenness. You know, we have decisions to be made. You know, we be emotional. You know, we get judged. You know, other women sometimes be so angry that, you know, to the fact to where, you know, I was that woman once upon a time. You know, I was angry. I was bitter. I was mad at a lot of things, but I had to forgive, you know. And God does not hold us responsible for results, but he does hold us responsible for what we do and how we do it. You know, and I don't take the blame all on, you know, us every day as women, but we have to have conditional forgiveness. You know, we have to be decisional forgivers. We have to be emotional forgivers. You know, it's a lot that comes along with that. And us as women, you know, he who cannot forgive others break the bridge over which himself must be passed. You know, an honest smile is given criticism that can make the difference between resentment and reform. You know, so I just want to say to all women that, you know, we struggle every day. You know, it's hard. We came up with a lot of judgment. You know, we came up with a lot of going through with our families. You know, I'm married. You know, my marriage is not perfect. But, you know, I'm trying to do what I need to do, you know, so we can take it a step further, you know, to make it to where we can, you know, appreciate one another and move forward. So I just want to, you know, say a little poem to, you know, all the women, you know, for the children, you know, the struggles that we go through. And it says, you know, look well to this day. Look well to this day, for it and it alone is life. In its brief course lies all the essence of your existence. The glory of growth, the satisfaction of achievement, the splendor of beauty. For yesterday is but a dream, and tomorrow is but a vision. But today well lived makes every yesterday a dream of happiness and every tomorrow a vision of hope and forgiving. But, Lord, remind me that what matters the most in the end is the love I carried in my heart and the love I have shared in my life for others. You know, prayer is a sin killer, a disease healer, a power giver, a victory claimer, and a blessing promoter. It is everything you need, no matter what your situation may be. You know, I read the Bible to be wise, and I believe it to be safe, and I practice it to be holy. You know, I spend time in prayer, I read God's word, I act on God's word, and I share the word of faith with others. Like today, I sent a young lady that was going through, and I was in the gas station putting some gas in my car, and the young lady was on her phone, and she was going through. But as I proceeded to walk away to go to put the gas into my truck, I see the young lady was really screaming to the top of her lungs. And that, you know, something really came over me. And I see the young lady, you know, begin to cry. And I look back, and something just said, the Holy Spirit just said to me, was like, you know, you can't get in your truck and leave. Just go and tell her you don't mean no harm, but, you know, can you just pray for her? Can you? You know, can is there anything that you could say? And I even gave this young lady my phone number, and she called me like an hour later. And, you know, as I was speaking to this young lady, she told me that I want to commit suicide because Me and my kids don't have anywhere to go. I'll be better off dead. My mom can take care of my children. This world was hell bringing my kids up in. And, you know, my kid's father left. He's with another woman. They just had another baby, you know. And that's why I say every day that you never know what no one is going through. You know, so I didn't judge this young lady. And the only thing I said to her was, you know, you I love. Never forget that, you know, God loves us all. You know, don't even think for one minute that you need to commit suicide. You know, you're young. You know, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called, you know, the sons of God. And, you know, and I tell her that, you know, just hold on. Don't give up, you know, because we navigate the storms of life every day. You know, the anchors of the storms, you know, the truth that holds us steady. You know, why would we, you know, suffer when we have a good God? We are going to go through things. We're not perfect, but it's there. You know, and a lot of fathers in, I get, you know, she was like, I am the mother and the father. No, we can never play both roles. We could never play both roles. You know, I know it would probably be lesser violence or however the situations may be if we had more fathers to step up, you know, and play their role as a father. But we can't make no one do what is just not there. We can't keep them if they don't want to be kept. We can't do it. We have to pick up and go on as mothers every single day. We are mothers 24 hours a day, each and every day.
Amen. 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 Well, Sandra, we thank you for those encouraging words, those powerful words. Most definitely thank you for that poem. And God, like you said, God will put you in places. You don't know who need what word, what hug, or whatever. It's about saving a life. It's about saving a soul. You know, it's not about you. You know, it's not about you personally, but it's about the other person. And I believe that we all had that mindset, you know, because it takes a certain type of mindset. You got to have the mind of Christ before you just walk past somebody and you see they in need. You know they hungry, but you, because you don't like her, you ain't going to feed her. You know, I remember working as a manager at KFC and finding out that when I was married, that the girl that used to work there was sleeping with my husband. And it was a recent thing at that time, and I was hurt. But guess what? That same girl lost her job there and came back to ask another manager to feed her because she was hungry. But I was the manager that was on duty that night. I had a choice to let her walk away hungry or feed her. And it was all of God. It wasn't my doing. It was all of him. Again, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthened me. I fed her, even after knowing she slept with my husband, and mocked me when I found out, but did not know I was the same hand she was going to need. And so that's what we have to do as women. Stop it. Cease it. We do it all day long because it's another person's season and it ain't yours. So then jealousy kick in. Sit back and wait. Everybody has their time, but I believe every day is our season because there's a vine out here, a vineyard out here that's hungry for God. There's a people that's hungry and thirsty for the anointing, for the word, for the power, for a hug, just for a hug. Like you said, for some encouraging words. Go back and say something to her. So I thank God for your testimony. I thank God for that. Because what if you were disobedient and kept walking? That was a life. That wasn't just one life that the enemy was trying to take. But if she would have took her life, that would have took her children's lives. So, and that's another thing. We don't know why the men going through. Everybody going through for somehow, some reason. only God. We have to really tap into the heart of God and see, why is this man struggling? Why is this man acting like this? Why is this man cheating? Why is this man responding to me like this? Why is this man not stepping up? Why is this man drinking? Why is this man smoking? We have to go to God, because we don't know what happened to him as a child. We don't know. And so us as women, we are intercessors. Men are intercessors too, don't get me wrong. But we hold that house together. And not by tearing it down with our mouth, but building them, stroking them, praying for them, and encouraging them. In spite of how I look, because it be looking ugly. And it has looked ugly. It may still be looking ugly. But the Bible says, speak those things that be not as though they were. Start to speak different, think different, talk different. Act like it's done. How is your husband? He's fine. And he probably just got through cussing you out. He's fine. He's blessed. Amen. Amen. Hello?
Amen. Can you hear me?
Okay, we hear you now. We hear you now. It's like you're going in and out.
Yeah, I see.
Okay.
But what I
want to
do
good.
Is, I see, we run out of time a little bit. We do have some more calls. We got about three or four more. So what we can
okay.
do is,
what we're gonna do? We can grab, and then we have to shorten it. We have to shorten. I think we can shorten it, right? Give them like
absolutely.
2 minutes. Okay.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay.
So what I'm going to do is this. Let me try going to some more commercials. Then we come back in if you want to come in and take some more calls. Because I still want to hear you, you know, say a little bit about, you know, yeah, give a little bit about Ruth. Then we got to go into the next segment, huh? Or did you want to go in right into it?
Being that we don't have, well, we can take a one-minute commercial. Let's take a one-minute commercial.
Great.
Because I want to give them... I want to give them that chance. I want to give them, because I believe it's you know, I believe it's God, and I believe God wants to speak through them, to them, and for someone else.
All right.
You know, it's all about them. Okay?
Right.
Okay, so we'll be back.
All right, good. We're going in. Cue this up for us, last but not least, man, if you guys want to call in, the number here is 347-838-9106. And just call right in, press the one button. I know we got kind of pressed for time. But like you said, it's all about you. So we definitely going to make sure it's all about you. Okay, let me go ahead and hit this up. Amen.
What's up? This your boy Dennis Live. I got a question for you people. Are you tired of paying all that money on the monthly bills? Well, check it out. Look no further. Log on to westernworld1.com. That's www.westernworld1.com. And click on the Save Money program. We have a lot of products that you can save on, like gas bills, light bills, cell phone bills, security alarm systems, name brand satellite service. Then you got your global phone. I mean, we just got the whole deal, people, that you can just really save on. Log on, westernworld1.com. Or you can go to the Google Play Store and key search Western World 1. Space it out, Western, space, world, space, 1. And download the app. It's the free mobile app. Or you can go back to the website and get that, too. It's free. All this stuff I'm giving you guys are free. There's nothing to go look it up. www.westernworld1.com. Click on Save Money Program and check out the products. I promise you, you will be amazed by some of the services that we do provide, that we are affiliated with. Other than that, that's what I'm here to do.
Let
me out.
Go.
Let
me
out.
Go.
please visit the website www.itsallaboutyoumagazine.com. That's www.itsallaboutyoumagazine.com. To be placed in a magazine, get an ad, newsletter, or article. Publisher Tiffany Thompson also has a ministry. Visit that site at www.itsallaboutyoumintl.org. That's www.itsallaboutyoumintl.org for more information on events or speaking engagements. The Western Worldwide Network has never been easier to connect with Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, Twitter, and WesternWorldwide.com. Until now, by using our mobile app, just log on to www.westernworldwide.com and click yes to the mobile app. That's it. That's all. One button does it all. WesternWorldwide.com.
Okay, God bless. We're back. We're back in the building. Ms. Thompson, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, great.
Hello, can you hear me? Okay.
Yep, you're loud and clear. Okay, so now what, you want to take some more calls?
Okay, if we can stick to our 3 minutes, we got enough for two calls.
Okay, let's do it. We keep it down to the middle. Let's see here. All right, well, we got one here. We got Miss Teresa Triplett.
Yes.
Hi, Teresa.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi, how are you?
The Lord bless you.
God bless you, too. I just called. I need 1 minute. I called to say I am proud of you. I admonish you on today. I love you. You've always been a sister, always been a friend, always been a helpful ear to listen. I've worked with you before, so I know firsthand that you are a generous, caring, and kind woman of God, a great mom. And you're just always there for everybody else. And I just want you to know that I support you. I look up to you. You are a mentor to me, and you are a powerful woman. God bless you in all your many endeavors, because you are breaking barriers and jumping fences. So I'm just proud to know you on this evening, and I support you, and I love you.
Wow, thank you.
You're
that
welcome.
Just blessed me. That just blessed my soul.
So
thank
be
you.
Be blessed, because you do
thank
have
you.
You do have people who are watching, and they're learning how to do great things from you. So keep going.
Wow.
If I had anything to say to the young ladies, the single moms, you know, just the people in Christ, just keep going. You know, just keep going. So have
yes.
a great night.
Yes. Thank you. You too. Thank
You're
you.
Welcome.
Love you.
God bless you. Love you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Wow.
We got,
Wow.
872 area code, Denise Cousin.
Okay.
Hey, beautiful. How are you?
Hi, how are you? God bless
I'm
you.
I'm good. I'm good. Sis, I was
God
just, when you text me and you said, you know, what you all was talking about, the importance of a woman. Basically, all I want to say was that the importance of the woman just goes back to scripture. Genesis 3:15, when he says, I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between the seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. You know, I think, I really believe the reason why the woman was born, because we have a perfect, in Christ, when we are born in the world, but when we receive Christ in our life, we already have a perfect hatred for him. And the scripture already prophesied before the foundation of the world. So before we even know Christ, we have something in us that is perfectly formed by God, because the scripture says these things will happen between us and the devil. This is why it's so important for the woman, because we're laborers. We war. We know how to birth things into existence, and we have a perfect hatred. Our heel will bruise the enemy's head.
Wow.
So in every situation, in every area, I believe the reason why we were made and put into the earth is because Jesus was manifest to destroy the works of the devil, and we are helpers with Christ to bruise to destroy the enemy.
Yes. Amen. Amen. That's a powerful scripture, and that couldn't have summed it up even better.
you know, these, God spoke it. This is what your feet going to do. Going to bruise his head, going to knock his head off, period.
That's a woman.
When you see him coming at your husband, when you see him coming at your children, when you see him coming at your business, when you see him coming at your church, whatever you see, when you see him coming, this is what I want you to do to him. Amen,
yeah.
Sister. Amen.
That's that to the woman, you know?
Yeah.
That's to the woman,
amen.
So God is awesome.
That's right. Thank you so much. Thank
no
you so
problem,
much for taking
sis.
Your time out. Thank you so much. I want you to keep it coming.
You already know. I love you.
Keep it coming. Okay, I love you too.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, let me see. We got one more here. Well, we got one more.
Okay.
I know she's been on hold. We got Miss Yolanda. Yolanda on the line.
Hello.
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 Hello. I can hear you.
Can you hear me?
Uh-huh.
Hello, can you hear me?
Okay, yes, we can hear you.
Okay, how you doing, Tiffany? Love you.
I'm doing good, and you?
I'm wonderful. I've been encouraged tonight. I'm just sitting and listening. I'm full. So many times I wanted to say something, but the Lord just had me to humble myself and listen. And I'm just blessed. I'm just being blessed. I'm sitting here. I love you. And I wanted to give this scripture you kept saying, Philippians 4:13. And I wanted to read it out of the, I know you all said, 3 minutes, right? You said about 3 minutes, right? Hello?
Yes.
Okay, I can
hardly
hear
us?
You now. It's like it's going in and out. I can hear you a little bit now. Hello?
Okay, that's probably your phone because we hear you well on our end.
Okay. Well, bless God. I just want to let you know I love you, continue to let God use you, and I've just been blessed, and I'm humbling myself and just taking in and receiving. And I had wanted to give you this Philippians 4:13. I know your spirit has just been coming out since the beginning of the show, since I've been listening. And I had wanted to read it out the Amplified Bible.
Okay.
And it says, I have strength for all things in Christ who empowers me. I am ready for anything and equal to anything through him who infuses inner strength into me. I am self-sufficient in crisis sufficiency. And it, that just blessed me. I'm just so blessed because with what God has given me with my ministry, I'm just being blessed by it. That's on the, you know, that's my title, Philippians 4:13. That's my birthday, April 13th. So, and I've just been with that since 10 years. So I'm just blessed. And it blesses me every day to read this, even today from 10 years. So I'm, you know, to break it down like it just broke it down.
And
I love you. Continue to let God use you, and I've been so encouraged tonight. So encouraged. Love you, girl.
Amen.
Keep doing
love you
keep
too.
Let God use you.
And stay with us. Stay with us. Amen. Thank you. I love you too.
All right. We got Miss Beretta.
Okay.
With a B. Thank you for correcting me, Miss Beretta.
Okay.
Hi,
Miss Beretta. Hi.
Hi. Hi. How you doing?
I'm doing good. And yourself?
I'm doing pretty good. I just want to share something right quick. You know, we talk about the men and we talk about the things that they're not doing and about the young women. If they never experienced, never was taught, they cannot step up to the plate. If they was never taught how to love or how to take care of a family, we expect something that they're not able to give. So, you know, I felt the young lady's heart. I felt the heart even the other young ladies, you know, and I agree totally with them. Even the Dennis, I love the answer, the response that you gave the young lady. But we as Christians, as people, if we're not taught anything, we don't have anything to give out. And as a woman, if we teach the young women, they even start dating, spending that time with them, I think that'll help out a big deal. God always told me to go to Song of Solomon 7, which Solomon talking about the beauty of a woman, and he broke it down. God really ministered to me with that in Proverbs 14:1, where God said, a wise woman builds her home, but a foolish woman tears it down with her own hands. If we teach this ahead of time, then we wouldn't be going through a lot of things where we're going now. Not saying it's too late, because it's not, but when if we teach them and show them how a man's supposed to be, how a young is supposed to be, you know, and how they're supposed to live, what to expect, to make boundaries. We have to draw boundaries. These days, it's no boundaries. And if it's no boundaries, it's going to be chaos. So, you know, I just want to encourage you and every woman, every man that's on the that's listening in, go back to the Word, know your place, read how important, how valuable you are, and then from this day forth, every decision you make, it will be wise. Instead of just wanting something, instead of going by emotions and heart and your heartbreak, just by being lonely. Lonely is a strong spirit. But God could break any. And for the women who struggle, I don't struggle every day. I'm a single mom, and I would not give the enemy that much credit to say I struggle all the time. I have my days of struggle, but I have my days of triumph and victory, and I stand on that. And if you're married, if you're doing everything right, we're going to go through some things unless the Bible is a lie. The Bible talks about, James said, count it all joy. So in everything we do, with everything that happens, every circumstance, we have to still count it our joy, because God will not put more on us than we can bear. So we are built for this. We was created for this. And it's even an unwise decision, but you make it through. If you can wake up another day, guess what? You made it through. So count that as joy and keep going, because its strength is in us. That said, when we are weak, he is made strong, and we have to stand on that. We are strong individuals. If we was, we wouldn't be on the air right now. We wouldn't be listening right now. So God has given us that grace, and we need to embrace that in everything that we have.
Amen. You know what? And keep encouraging, keep motivating, keep blessing. Man, that's what we do it every Wednesday, 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. And I'm so glad that people call in and just showing love. That's what it's about, that agape love, right?
Amen.
Thompson, man, Ms. Loretta, thank you.
You're welcome. Yes. You all be blessed.
Amen. Thank you, Loretta. Thank you. I appreciate you. I love you.
Love you, too.
Well, we got one more call. I'll say this last call for you.
Okay, come on. Bring it on.
You ready?
Uh-huh.
All right. Now you got the napkin? You got the tissue?
My napkin. Okay.
Okay. We got all the way from Mississippi, Auntie Janice Sales on the phone.
Janice Bell. Janice Bell.
Hey, Auntie.
Hello, sweetheart.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. I'm blessed and highly favored, even though I'm going through my own trials, but I'm still blessed, and I want to just tell you that I love you, and I am so proud of you, and I have really enjoyed everything I've been listening to. I caught it last week. And didn't get to get in on the call, but I just couldn't sit here tonight and go offline and not let you know how proud I am of you, and I love you. And just keep praying for me and my family as we go through what we're going through.
Thank you, Lord.
Keep up the good work. Keep up God's good work.
Thank
keep
you.
It up, baby. I love you. I love you.
This is my aunt, you all, from Mississippi. This is my father who is deceased. This is his sister. And when I tell you right now, our family, and when she says she's going through, our family is going through. She's not going through by herself.
Amen.
Our family is going through right now.
Amen.
But I asked God, I said, God, what do I do? And I'm going through. Do I go on with the radio show? Do I go on with the prayer breakfast? Because the prayer breakfast is next Saturday. Do I go on and do the prayer breakfast? And he had to let me know that we still have to go on.
Amen.
And we're like you said, we're going on in his strength. And it actually is bringing tears to my eyes because I know what she's personally facing.
Amen.
And she's not facing it alone. But for her to take the time out and pick up the phone and listen to the show.
Amen.
And call in anybody else and what she's going through.
Amen.
Wouldn't have had time.
Amen.
And I'm saying this, and I mean it from the bottom of my heart. This is my auntie, this is my aunt. I love her.
Amen.
I love her, and I thank her so much
and
that in spite of what she's going through, that she still believes God. She still trusts God, and she still picked up this phone to give him the glory.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, aunt.
Thank you, baby, and we love you. Just
I love
on.
You too. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Amen.
Bye-bye. Wow.
No, Ms. Thomas, well, you got about 2 minutes.
Okay. Well, I want to say a prayer. I want to close out in prayer. Everybody that's listening, we open up in prayer. We're going to close out in prayer. And as I'm ending in prayer, I'm praying for the encounter of God. I'm praying that everyone that's listening, Father, will have an encounter with God like the woman at the well. I pray that the zeal of God and the knowledge of God of who he is, God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit will fall up on them, Father, right now in the name of Jesus. I pray that revival breaks out in their lives, in their homes, in their city. I decree and declare a wildfire, the fire of God to break out in their city, in their lives, revival, God. Burn up everything that's not like you, Father. Set a blaze, Father, today, Father. Father, come through and hit every house, hit every home, every child, every boy and every girl. Most of all, Father, deal with the men, Father. Father, let them, Father, submit, Father. Let them kneel down and kneel down to you, Father, the ultimate God, the ultimate Father, Father. In the name of Jesus, Father, let them submit to their households. Let them submit to their leaders, Father. Let them be that husband. Let them be that man. And let that woman, Father, tame her tongue, Father. In the name of Jesus, Father, I'm praying that the people of God will begin to tell of his goodness, Father. I'm praying that the children, Father, will begin to, Father, evangelize as well as the adults, Father, and tell of the goodness of God in the school, on the street, in their home, at the park, Father. In the name of Jesus, I pray for employment opportunities to open for these men, Father, that they will come off the street, Father. In the name of Jesus, Father, make way out of no way, Father, for them, Father. Provide for their home, Father. Let them get their manhood back, Father. In the name of Jesus, Father, let them not continue to settle, Father. I pray that they will experience the God and the agape love of God on a level that they've never experienced before in their life, Father. In the name of Jesus, I pray that the angels of the Lord will camp around them in their houses, their home, Father. I pray that change will come in, Father, and that it starts from the inside out, Father. Father, do a work in them, God. Dig down deep, Father, in the name of Jesus. For you said, deep call unto deep, and iron sharpens iron. So, Father, I sharpen them right now in the spirit realm, Father, in the name of Jesus. And I impart the mantle of prayer upon the listener, Father, right now in the name of Jesus, Father. They will begin to pray prayers of deliverance and prayers of healing, prayers of repentance, Father, in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that they shall come forth like never before, God. And I decree and declare they will be healthy, Father, inside out, Father, healthy living, healthy eating, Father, wealthy, Father, in the name of Jesus. I pray for the communities throughout these cities, Father, throughout all the states, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, I pray that you continue to love on them like never before, God, and don't let not one word fall to the ground, Father, but I decree and declare that these words, Father, will go forth.
Please visit the website www.itsallaboutyoumagazine.com. That's www.itsallaboutyoumagazine.com. To be placed in a magazine, get an ad, newsletter, or article. Publisher Tiffany Thompson also has a ministry. Visit that site at www.itsallaboutyoumintl.org. That's
www.itsallaboutyouminintl.org for more information on events or speaking engagements.